Put your left hand to the floor in front of you.
Extend your left leg a bit straighter and we'll come up into sitting so that your nose comes over your knees. That way we don't strain in the neck and shoulders. We'll come right around onto hands and knees so that we can do our cat-cow stretch on all fours. So if you have a blanket handy, you can roll that up to put underneath the heels of your hands for a little added height, particularly if you have any discomfort or any issues in forearms, wrists, any carpal tunnel concerns. So in this case, then the heels of your hands will be a little bit higher than your fingers. You could also kneel on a little padding, or you could roll up a blanket and put it underneath the tops of your feet so that your feet feel comfortable along the floor, or really all of the above. Widen your fingers, kind of align your palms here so that the middle fingers are parallel. And then bring your hands under your shoulders. Look behind and bring your knees under your hips. So we have four balance points. Make sure your knees aren't too close to each other. Now in this position, this neutral position, kind of like a tabletop, let's engage the breath a time or two. Notice now when you breathe diaphragmatically, your navel relaxes down toward the floor. And when you exhale now, the navel lifts up towards spine. Breathe in. As you exhale, blow the air out through rounded lips. Drop head between arms, drop tailbone, and round your back like a kitty stretching after a nice nap. Inhale, lift head and tailbone. Let the back sag like a hammock and look up through eyebrows. Keep the backs of your shoulders down away from the base of your skull. Gazing skyward. Again, blow the air out. Drop both ends of the spine, rounding the back up. Notice how the abdominal muscles tighten, so we tend to exhale at this point. And now inhale, lifting both ends of the spine. Feel that stretch in the low back. One more time, blowing out, rounding the back up. Great, and then inhale, lifting head, lifting tailbone. Let the back sag. So we're shifting the femurs into the pelvis. Come back into neutral, back level to the floor, and sit back towards your heels as much as you can. Widen the knees, bring your forearms to the floor, bring your forehead to the floor, and completely relax. If you have a folded blanket, you can fold it like a plank and run it right between your arms so that you can rest your forehead on it, a little bit of height. That way you can sit back even a bit closer towards your heels. You could also take a folded blanket, putting it over the backs of your calves to make that distance between heels and thighs a little less, also to ease the angle with which your knees are bending. Very nice, resting in the hare pose. Come up once again onto all fours, and we'll do the leg stretches with the cat stretch. So once again, we begin with our four points. Take a breath in. This time as you exhale, bring your right knee inside and drop your forehead toward it. Now inhale the right leg up and back as you lift your head, looking up at the stars. Lengthen the leg from the torso. Don't strain and don't pull in the back of the knee. Once again, exhale, right knee inside, forehead toward it. And inhale and lengthen that right leg up, gazing up. Once again, exhale the knee in. And inhale the leg up. and return to the floor, back to our four-point stance. Take a breath or two. Keep in mind we could do that vigorously 25 times if we wanted. Breathe in. This time as you exhale, bring the left knee inside, forehead toward it. And inhale and lengthen the left leg up, gazing up. Draw the leg from the pelvis. Again, exhale the knee inside. Inhale the leg up. And again, exhale, knee in. Inhale, leg up. And return. Sit back once again towards your heels. Widen the knees. You could again use that plank, folded blanket plank, under your forehead or over the backs of your calves. This time, though, bring your hands back alongside your feet in the child's pose. While you have your hands back towards your feet, take a moment to feel your heels and the backs of your thighs so you get a sense of the distance between heels and thighs. Over time, we'd like that distance to diminish. And if we were to stay in this pose for several breaths, a couple of minutes perhaps, we would automatically feel that distance lessening as we try to sit back toward our heels as much as we can. Keeping the knees wide allows us to breathe more openly. And then one more variation for that cat-cow stretch. Come back into all fours, our neutral position, hands under shoulders, knees under hips. Take a breath in. And this time as you exhale, raise your right arm and left leg and extend those two limbs as if to touch the walls. Look at something for balance so your vision is very helpful in maintaining this two-point stance. Breathe from your core, and when it's time, return those two limbs. So we might advance that by holding that position a little bit longer. Again, take a breath in as you extend the left arm and the right leg, attempting to connect the walls. So really extend those limbs from your trunk. Breathe happily. Very nice. And come back to all four points. Sit back towards your heels once again. Widen the knees a bit. And this time bring elbows to the floor and cradle your chin. Chin and hands. And don't forget to breathe. Release your chin and bring your forehead to the floor and roll a couple of times till your chin tucks in. Just rolling a bit over the crown of your head and back just for a little alternate neck stretch. Now you don't have to put really any weight on your head at all if you have any concerns about that, and we're not trying to overweight the head, but we're simply doing a nice forward neck stretch, just rolling across and rolling back. Notice how your breathing tends to match with this. When the chin is tucked in toward the breastbone, we tend to exhale. Then as we're rolling back, we tend to breathe in. For an alternate stretch, we can try the dolphin. Bring your forearms to the floor, clasp your hands together, and make an open triangle with hands and elbows. Bring the flat of your head loosely within the triangle, and then step up onto the balls of your feet. Feet are about hips width apart. Drop your heels back toward the floor to shift your weight. Tilt your sitting bones up toward the ceiling and lift your head up, gazing out over your fingers. Press up just a bit on your elbows so we don't sink down, but rather we're straightening up a bit, and keep the sitting bones tilted as you breathe happily. Aha! Beautiful. When it's time to come down, tilt your head and drop to your knees. Very nice.